Did you know that there are about 32,000 islands in the Great Lakes? Most are uninhabited. But for those who live year-round on about 30 of them, it can be an isolating experience. Now Great Lakes Islanders are banding together to tackle some of the problems they have in common. Rebecca Williams has their story.
The idea was born in the Michigan office of the Great Lakes. Matt Pricer is the team's lake coordinator. He says they wanted to pay more attention to the needs of island communities.
The awareness of island life is very poor among mainland decision makers and the general public. And we think that there's actually some potential value in mainland communities learning from islands.
When you're miles from the mainland, that isolation can drive you to come up with creative solutions, like how to manage your waste, where you get your energy, and even how you get around.
When you live on an island community, everything that you create has to be stored there, reused, or stored somewhere, or you have to pay to ship it off on a barge to the mainland, and that's not cheap.
Back in September, more than 70 people from 12 islands in the Great Lakes region met up on Beaver Island for the first ever Islands Summit. This year, they're working to launch the Great Lakes Islands Coalition. At the tail end of tourist season, I took a little trip on a car ferry across Lake Erie to South Bass Island.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, you get those to come back.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here in the Lake Erie Islands, kids don't take a bus to school. They take a plane. I caught up with pilot Bob Ganley as he was loading kids up to fly them a minute and a half home to Middle Bass Island.
We'll have our share of snow days, but we also have fog days or low cloud days or it's too windy to fly days. Because if we can't fly, then they don't get to school.
The lake and the weather define life on an island, but there are a lot of other challenges. One of them is how to preserve open space when the land is at a premium for hotels and cottages and tourist attractions.
We are at the Massey Cliffside Preserve. We've got an 11-acre preserve that's got cliffs, harebells, columbines, beautiful flowers on the lakeside, a fishing dock for people to enjoy.
Lisa Broll has lived on South Bass Island since 1989 with her husband and their kids. She led the creation of several preserves on the island. It's a feat when land is so scarce.
Because our starting prices are $65,000 an acre. So we're talking, you know, quite a bit of money and investment in land. But we're also looking at an island that sees over 750,000 visitors a year. And so as far as how many people actually use these areas, we have a lot. So we can say that it's well worth the investment.
One of the goals of this effort is to keep island life sustainable, making sure people can raise their families and grow old in these communities, and maintain a way of life that's unique.
Our pace is slower. It's extremely safe. We leave our keys in the car and our homes unlocked, and where else can you do that?
Pam Grasmick is the fourth generation of her family to live on Beaver Island in Lake Michigan. Summer tourism is crucial for many island economies in our region, but Grasmick says it's also important to think about the people who live there year-round.
If we really want to go and vacation on these islands, and islands do provide wonderful recreational experiences, we're working on our water trail right now, and in the spring of the year we have a lot of birders come in, but you have to have people to take care of people, and so that's important that we kind of support these islands.
She says islanders are strong and independent, but they rely on each other in a crisis. And she says now with the Islands Coalition, these isolated communities are becoming more visible, both to each other and to state leaders who can help keep this way of life going. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Rebecca Williams.